Thank you, Brother Tom, for your lesson on a portrait of a servant. And, I thought I was going to be hearing a discourse on Jesus. That's just what, when I saw the title, I thought that's what we would be hearing. But this was so nice to hear these elements of qualities that we all want to inculcate in our own lives and be found profitable servants for God. And before we close, we'd like to have Songs of the Night read, and then we'll sing Brother Tom's closing discourse, closing hymn, and see Brother Bernard. Yes. And the text fits well with Brother Tom's message, so I think it's appropriate. Thank you. November 27th.
Yes, November 27th. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28. The elders everywhere need to take special heed, because in every trial the most favored and most prominent have the severest besetments and tests. Hence the apostle exhorts, be not of you teachers, brethren, knowing that a man shall receive the more severe testing. We likewise exhort all the elders who in heart are pure, unselfish, that they have nothing but love and good wishes for all mankind, and that they become more and more filled with the fruits and graces of the Holy Spirit, taking heed also to the flock. Remember that the flock is the Lord's, and that you have a responsibility to the Lord as well as to them. Remember that you are to watch for their souls as those who must give an account to the great chief shepherd. Remember that the principal thing is love in all, and while not neglecting doctrines, give special heed to the development of the Lord's Spirit among the various members of his body, that thus they may become meet for the inheritance of the saints in light and according to divine will. Be not suffered to stumble this evil day, but having done all to stand complete in Christ, his body, his members, his joint sacrifices, his joint heirs.
Thank you, Brother Bernard. That has elements that can apply for all of us, even though it's focusing on elders. But as we heard from Brother Tom, the qualities for elders are things that we all can emulate and inculcate. Brother Tom has asked for hymn number 208. So we'll sing all four verses. Let's rise on the last verse. And then remember that tomorrow the convention session starts, same as today, at 9:30 a.m. 208, Thy Grace Impart.
O Lord, Thy promised grace impart, and fill my consecrated heart. Henceforth, my chief concern shall be
Father, we thank you for this privilege of being here today. We thank you for the beautiful ideals of thy holy word. Help us, Father, to see them clearly and to work diligently to place them in our lives. Help us, Father, to be true servants of thine and of the brethren and of the world. Help us to be fully devoted to your plan and its purposes. Father, we thank you for loving us and for caring for us, and most of all, for forgiving us of our sins and shortcomings. Father, we know that we could never do this on our own, but we thank you for the strength and guidance that you've promised if we try and put our effort forth. We say that we love you and we love our Lord Jesus, and pray for wisdom and strength to be faithful to thee. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you again. You're welcome. I find that account in Exodus quite remarkable, where there's such a response.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Because I always thought of Israel, the Israelites is kind of fucking blowing it.
Yeah.
You know, they immediately went into the golden calf.
Yeah.
There's hardly any faithful there. But then I heard that. Wow, there was a lot.
There was. And it all went back to good leadership. When there was good leadership, Israel did well. And when there was bad leadership, Israel did badly. You know, it's amazing. People are like sheep. You know, they follow whoever's leaders. And I see that in the truth movement. You know, we see when there's good leadership, the leadership prospers. And when there's contention amongst the elders, there's contention in the classes. You know, it's just amazing. Yeah. I love that word willingness. I was amazed how often it's there in Exodus, in Chronicles. I always thought the Old Testament was so commanded, you know. But God was looking for willingness.
He gave them all an opportunity to express